Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Good. I'm horny as hell. This is fun. This is really fun for me to have all these, all these great guys. Boy, am I lucky, girl. This will get you super stimulated and the buildup will be there for you. And trust me, it'll be about, he'll just blow on your clit and you'll come. He's very passionate. Just like one of those guys, very passionate. I could tell, like, he just goes after what he wants. I love that. Oh my God, I love that in a man. Holy shit, that makes me so wet. You know what I like about him? A lot of things, but you know what I like is that we can just have day sex. I love day sex. You know why? Because I always feel like I have a lot to do in the evenings. Day sex is fucking fabulous. He just gets on it and stays on it. He doesn't break his rhythm. He doesn't break his stride. He puts his fingers in me. All the things I like. Boom. Donezo. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Oh my gosh, this is going to be such a fun episode. I have so much good stuff to tell you. I'm so excited. I don't know what's going on. It's spring. It has officially sprung. And let me just tell you, there's a lot of springers springing because, oh my gosh, I don't even know, like, is Mercury in retrograde? Is it a full moon? What is going on? There's been guys coming out of the woodwork, and I mean out of the woodwork. Very fun. I'm excited. Lots of good stuff to dig into. Lots of sex to talk about. So, but first, before I start getting going down that road, because boy, once I get going, I won't be able to stop. I want to just let you guys know that the private podcast is almost probably about where I'm just maybe about a week away or less, actually, than for that being ready to go and done. So guys, if you're not on my mailing list, you've got to get on my mailing list because I'm going to push that out to the mailing list first. Okay. So just go to my website, curiousgirldiaries.com on the front page there. You can boom, sign up, join my website. And by the way, I'm not sure what to call the private podcast. Do I just call it the private pod, the private podcast, Curious Girl After Dark? I don't know. I realize that's cheesy. I don't know what to call it. So if anybody has any good, like if you're good with names or what I should call it, let me know. It's basically just in a nutshell, it's going to be 4 additional episodes a month. And 1 a week, and or you can listen to them all at once. I'm just basically going to, once they come out, boom, load them in there. You'll have access to them. It won't be syndicated, so it's private. I can talk about a lot more stuff than I can really when, something's syndicated because it's just, less private. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be juicy, hot, some hot, juicy stuff. And then my sex bucket list tutorial is 99.9% done. So that should be done tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to be pushing that out too. It's free. It's fun. You just come and make a sex bucket list with me. Doesn't everybody want to do that? Doesn't that sound like fun? Listen, I'm telling you, if you want to change your sex life, and it may sound like such a simple thing to do, you can take my little tutorial. I'll walk you through it. I'll help you create your sex bucket list. I've got lots of good ideas. You can watch how I create mine very quickly. And that's the one thing that really changed the trajectory of my sex life. It went from non-existent to a whole lot of fun very quickly. And the sex bucket list was just the most important thing that I did because writing your goals down, regardless of whether they're sexual or not, whatever you want to do, if you write it down and focus on it and look at that and go, okay, here's my plan. Here's my roadmap. Here's what I'm doing. It helps you get there faster. So guys, come and make a sex bucket list with me. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's free. It's a freebie. Just do it. It's a giveaway. And it's like, it's my thank you to all my listeners for listening this long and being so great. Okay, let's see. Let me answer a few quick emails and then I'm going to get into the real dirty, juicy stuff of this week. and all of the guys coming out of the woodwork. Holy cow, something's in the water. I don't know what it is. Is Mercury in retrograde? What is going on? Is it spring? I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm horny as hell. This is fun. This is really fun for me to have all these all these great guys. Boy, am I lucky girl. Okay, let me start with, let's see. It's first initial J. He says, just came across your podcast. Wow, what an amazing lady you are. I'm 68, married, but have not had intercourse for many years. Would love to have a friends with benefits, but don't know how, when, or where. Any advice or just continue to DIY? J, well, first of all, I would say if you're married, but you're not having intercourse, I would try to spice things up with your wife. What's going on there, buddy? Hey, why don't you guys make a sex bucket list? Take my sex bucket list tutorial, get a fun list together, do it together and spice things up. It'll give you guys a directions, things to look forward to. I'm not sure what's going on. First of all, you are 68. So I realize, not saying that's old. I'm just saying you're 68 and maybe she's kind of lost some interest or whatever. This may get her re-engaged. The friends with benefits thing, you can certainly do that. However, I would not recommend doing that on the side or on the down low without her knowing. If things aren't satisfactory, you could say, hey, honey, it's been years without sex. I don't want to be celibate. It's an important part. It's important to me. I need this. I need the physical touch. I need whatever list, all the things that you need that you get from sex and that you really wanted to have it with her, but you do need to have it and that you'd like to find somebody that you can have it with. Again, I don't know why people don't think of this. Have an open discussion. Just be honest. Have that conversation. I mean, after this long, I think people think their spouses are going to go somewhere. Like they're just going to flip out and say, okay, divorceville. No, they're already sticking around with the no sex. That seems to be satisfactory to them. It's not a problem to them that they're not having sex with you. It's a problem for you that you're not having sex with them. So again, maybe if they can continue to not have sex with you and you're having it with someone else and it doesn't rock the boat and disrupt the relationship, then you might be surprised. They might just go along with it. But and if they say no, that's a big deal too, because that's kind of saying something. That's really saying something that I would not be happy with myself if I were in that situation. My partner didn't want to have sex with me but didn't want me to have sex with anybody else. I would feel that was very unfair. And that might lead to a more serious conversation, the fact that I was going to do it anyway. I was just giving them courtesy notice. All right. I don't know, Jay, if I helped you or not, but I do wish you the best. I do recommend that you just be honest with your partner and maybe try a sex bucket list, maybe get her re-engaged. And if not, tell her you need a friends with benefits. Tell her you need to have sex, that it's a very important, vital thing to you and that you don't intend to be celibate between now and dead. Okay. Let's see. Zach. Oops. Well, that's okay. Zach, here's your message. You said, hi, I've been looking at your diaries, etc. I would love to have a chance to have sex with you. Do you do these kinds of things, i.e. meets, etc.? It would also be a tick on my bucket list as well. It would be a dream. Please get back to me. Zach, I don't know. I thank you for the offer, but no, I don't meet with random guys And I don't know if you've been listening and maybe you are thinking I'm a sex worker or something of that sort. I'm not a sex worker. I'm just someone that likes to have sex and I'm out there having a lot of fun with it. And maybe if we cross paths organically and there's an interest, then yeah. But just, I think just approaching me with an email, I'm sorry, Zach, I'm going to have to decline. But I thank you for asking. I appreciate that. That's flattering, very flattering. And I hope that you find someone to tick off things on your bucket list. And hey, if you need a new bucket list or you want to, you know, get some additional ideas for yours and add to yours, you need to take my bucket list tutorial, Zach. You will love it. I'm going to get you all excited and get you going in different directions, thinking about things you hadn't thought about before. It's a lot of fun. Okay. Thank you so much, Zach. Glad you're a listener and thank you for sending your message. Okay, next one. This is from M and she says, hi there. Recently started to listen to your podcast, but not all episodes yet. I'm 38 and never had a vaginal orgasm. I've tried everything. I mean, Lilo vibrator, it felt good, but never like close to an orgasm. I can have a clitoral one, but also just with a vibrator, never with a man. Lately, I started to squirt, which at first was exciting, but it doesn't come with an orgasm. Maybe it's just from overstimulation. I'm so desperate. I just want to be normal, and you put normal in quotations, and be able to feel pleasure. What would you suggest? Thank you. First of all, you are normal. Let me say that loud and clear. You are normal. There's nothing wrong with you. I think, I don't know the statistic, so I'm going off my recollection, which might be wrong, but I believe that 80% of all women are only able to have clitoral orgasms of the group of women that actually are able to have an orgasm. Okay, so you are, not only are you normal, but you're lucky, okay, because you're not in the non-orgasmic group. So there's nothing that says that you're not normal because you can't have a vaginal orgasm. Vaginal orgasms are elusive and they're very hard to have, and not a lot of women can have them. And clitoral orgasms are by far and away the gold standard for most women. So please, let's celebrate that, girl. I mean, you don't need to be hanging your head in shame over anything. And a lot of times, you know, with the, you say that you can't have a clitoral orgasm with a man. I'm assuming you mean that because a man can't just manually stimulate, doesn't know how to stimulate your clit. Well, again, that's a lover issue, you know, and that's a communication issue. And those things can be overcome. You'll find somebody that's really good, that knows how to touch your clit the right way. You know what I recommend for you is some erotic massage. Do this with your partner because this will get you super stimulated and the buildup will be there for you. And trust me, it'll be about, he'll just blow on your clit and you'll come. I mean, it'll be so exciting. So I recommend trying that. Try that with a partner. And you may just be, I don't know if you've listened to my other episodes too this past month where I, you know, I've done my March Masturbation Madness Month. I just finished that up. I recommend doing a lot of mindful masturbation, masturbating and really touching your body, playing with your own clit, practice with different types of touch. The first week I did this, I was practicing with sort of odd touch, you know, a type of touch that normally I wouldn't orgasm to on my clit because I was practicing. Sounds funny, but I was practicing as if it was a lover that's a lot of guys, like they're close, but they're not quite there. And even I'm very good about telling guys what I like, but even when you do sometimes, again, because they can't feel it the way you do. And so they think they're off. Or they think they're on, but they're really off. So it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of open communication with a partner, but you can get there and you can have, certainly, there's no reason why you can't have a man stimulate your clit well enough that you orgasm from that. Now, about your vaginal orgasms, you're talking about like a G-spot orgasm. That's harder to do. I recommend, how I first did it was with a dildo. And I just got in there and it probably took about 50 minutes before I finally could get enough. It was kind of like, you kind of got to get in the right mindset. You got to relax. And I was determined. I mean, I had read this article in Cosmo and I was not leaving that bedroom until I freaking had one. Now they're harder to have with men. Let me just tell you that, because penises aren't as hard as a stiff dildo. They're more flexible is what I mean. Obviously, I'm sure the men are like, hey, my dick's hard. Yes, your dick is hard. But it's not the same as a dildo kind of stiff, the stiffness of a dildo. Anyway, practice with a dildo or as you said, the Lilo vibrator, you know, just, you got to just practice. Don't give up. There's a lot of videos you can watch about this. I recommend that, like the YouPorn and Pornhub. There's a lot of educational videos. Let's see. Kenneth Play does some great educational videos on G-spots and making a girl squirt and all that stuff. But the, you know, hitting the G-spot and really massaging it and things like that. It takes a lot of practice to find the spot and then master it. Don't give up. I know you can do it. Just keep at it. And again, do not feel like you're not normal. You are 100% normal. Be so glad that you can have an orgasm with your clit, because some women can't. The other thing is just honestly, like I said, the masturbation, play with yourself a lot, so that you get used to what, you know, all the sensations, what you need, how you feel it, edge yourself, just do all that good stuff. And I think it'll get better. I hope that's helpful. I would love an update from you if you don't mind. I just would love to know what comes of it. No pun intended. And I'm rooting for you. Okay. Thank you. And thank you so much for being a listener. Okay. Now, let's see here. I think that's all. I just have a slew of emails. I'll have to just get back to people privately, but I love sharing when people send good stuff in. Okay. Now, this, like I said, I don't know what is in the water. What's in the water? I do not know. I think it's the springtime. We're all animals. We're ready to mate. I know I am. And just literally this past week, I've had Hugh reached out to me. Hugh from 2016 is when we met, when I first started. He's one of the original guys from the Curious Girl Diaries. We recorded an episode together. That is going to be on next Tuesday. Hugh and I will be on next Tuesday. And oh my gosh, I just love him. I got to tell you something. I pick some really good guys. I am proud of myself. I just have these great guys. I'm so lucky to have come across these great guys, great lovers, an amazing just men. Now, I've also come across some jackasses too. They know who they are. But the good ones by far and away make up for the ding-dongs. Let me just tell you. So Hugh, love him. Handsome. Oh my gosh. Looks like a movie star. He just is so gorgeous. And what an amazing guy. I can't wait for you guys to hear my interview with him. We're talking about online dating. We're just getting in the weeds with it. We're talking about all this fun stuff. So anyway, give that a listen. That'll be on next Tuesday. Then I got a lovely text from BE. Oh my gosh, I miss him so much. It is so nice when somebody like that pops back on the radar, somebody like that that you loved and you had such good memories with. And there's a part of me that was like, oh my God, why did I let that guy go? Oh, I could kick myself. Sometimes, I don't know, I have to say, Layla, what the fuck? And he's just a great guy. Then I had an amazing conversation with Clark and I love him too. I literally love him. I do. I love him. He's just, oh, what a sweetheart and gorgeous inside and out. I mean, like BE and Hugh. I'm just, I'm a lucky girl. I am so fucking lucky. Oh my God. I don't know how I've been so lucky to have come across such great guys. And let's see, with Clark. Oh. I'm going to get him back on. He's going to come back on, do an episode with me. Just fun. He's like, we should go out on a date. Let's have a date. I'm like, yes, my love. Let's have a date. all the way from, let me get on a plane and I'll be there. I'll come and spend the weekend. Speaking of spending the weekend. Okay. He's not spending the weekend, but you guys have heard me talk about him before. One of the greatest loves of my life. Like, absolutely. You know how you love certain people and it's that kind of passionate, I mean, like, feel it when you breathe. Amazing sex, amazing chemistry. Just somebody that's left a mark. Such a significant person in your life. This is him. I don't have a nickname for him, but I've talked about him before. He used to be a professional baseball player, and we met when he was playing baseball, and we dated for years. And this man just literally, I mean, took my breath away, like rocked my world, like rocked it. Oh, just so much chemistry and passion, and really the first guy that didn't put up with my shit, like was a real man. And not that I mean, that's maybe the wrong way to put it, but just, I loved it. I loved the dominance. I loved the in charge. Oh God. And that's where I first experienced that. Now, I didn't know what it was back then, but man, he had my attention. And he's coming to see me tomorrow. I'm so excited. He's going to stay at my house for a day and a half, couple days. Then he's got to head back home. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited to see him. I don't know. There's just so much nostalgia going on for me right now. I'm super happy. Okay. Now, I'm also been dating, working my program, my dating program. I don't even know if that's what you'd call it. But I have met some new guys and went on a meet and greet with one guy. Let me tell you something. I don't think he was wearing underwear and he was wearing like silky pants. And we're sitting there and he kind of scoots in real close and he gets me to like, says something to me, like ask me to look down or look down. And I could see his dick through his pants, like silky pants or what silky shorts or whatever they were. And there it was. And it was halfway down his thigh. I'm not even kidding. And I was like, oh, okay. All righty then. Well, I know what, I could have a lot of fun with that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He's packing. He is packing. We're supposed to do something later on this week. So we'll see. But he's really interesting. I'm going to call him W. And I already know that I will call him W. And he's very passionate. Just like one of those guys, very passionate. I could tell, like, he just goes after what he wants. I love that. Oh my God, I love that in a man. Holy shit, that makes me so wet. So exciting when a man knows how to just be a man. I'm coming across a lot of guys that don't know how to fucking close a deal, follow up, like, let's meet. They can't really work through the process because I don't know what, but he can and he has, and I'm excited. So hopefully I'll have more to talk about with that guy soon. Now, let's get on to Goldie. Goldie Cox. We had some great fucking sex the other week, and we're going to have some great fucking sex tomorrow. You know what I like about him? A lot of things, but you know what I like is that we can just have day sex. I love day sex. You know why? Because I always feel like I have a lot to do in the evenings. Day sex is fucking fabulous. And I like all the life. I don't mind. I'm not shy. I love it. It's so nice to just, you know what? I get up in the morning, do a few things, then drive on over to Goldie's house, have some amazing sex, come home, and I'm glowing and happy all day long. It's, I mean, and I love morning sex. It's mid-morning sex. I mean, I get over there, I do a few things in the morning, and then boop, head on over to Goldie's. Goldie cleans my clock, come home. I mean, you can't have a bad day with that going on. So let's, I know you guys want the details on that, and I want to tell you the details because that's the fun stuff. First of all, this man can eat a pussy really good. He eats my pussy really good, and he loves to do it. He just loves eating my pussy. Oh my God. There's nothing better than a guy that really loves doing it, enjoys it. I mean, you know the difference, right? It's the difference between, okay, let me just go down there because it's like, it's step one, two, three. Well, I got to do this, click this off until there's penetration. You know when somebody's trying to hurry along just to get to the penetration. He's not trying to hurry it along. I'm the one that eventually, after he's given me several orgasms by sucking on my clit and he just knows how to do it. Oh my gosh. Just the way Eric Everhart talks about. He just gets on it and stays on it. He doesn't break his rhythm. He doesn't break his stride. He puts his fingers in me. All the things I like. Boom. Dunzo. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. I was so wet and juicy by the time he finally put his cock in me. I mean, ooh, yes. It was so good. I love that. Oh my God, I love that. And he's got a really nice cock. Really nice. It's the perfect size, perfect girth. It's nice looking. I love a nice looking cock. I mean, yeah, it's my dick type. He is my dick type for sure. The head to shaft ratio is perfect. The girth is perfect. The length is perfect. It's really good. And the blood flow, and it's fucking rock hard. That's the other thing. Oh my God. It's nice and hard and stiff. So yeah, we were fucking so hard. Like we had to take water breaks. Like literally it's a long enough episode where, okay, you do like you can take a little water break. I mean, we did several different positions, doggy, missionary, and me on top. But let me just talk about me on top because I was on fire. And this hasn't happened in a long time where when I'm on top, I can just, I get just this right angle And this, I am all the way down. His cock is deep, deep inside of me all the way. And I'm kind of leaning back and I'm grinding in a circular motion. And I can just come like that so good, so deep. And I'm bending back enough. See, if I'm even a little bit more forward, it's almost too deep. But if I just bend back a little bit, I don't know what it does. It's almost like I'm arching my back and just tip my pelvis just a little bit. And it just does something where it puts a little bit of a bend, I think, in there. And it takes the pressure. It's like, it's not too much like, you know, like where you're like, oh my God, that's too deep. That's too deep. No, it's perfect. And then I can just control it and move my hips. And I'm just like deep, deep on it. I'm almost like grinding my pelvic bone on his pelvic bone. Oh, there's something about that circle motion. When your hips are open like that, oh my God. The type of orgasm that produces for me, it needs a label. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to try to describe it. And women that are listening, they're going to be like, oh yeah, yeah, I know what she's talking about. I can get to this point where I can have multiple orgasms with very, very little refractory period, like 30 seconds or less. And I can just kind of rip them off like one after the other. And I was doing that and it was so good. Oh my God, it was so fucking good. It felt so fucking good. And I hadn't done that in so long. And once it started, I was like, oh my God, yes, it's happening. It's happening. I'm doing it again. And it's just, it had been a while. I can have multiple orgasms, but there's something about these, they're different. They're deep, but they're not the type of orgasm where you want to collapse. It's almost like a floodgate opens, like, and it just keeps flowing. And that's what it is. And that's why there's no refractory. It's like, boom, you have one and it's really good and it feels really good. And it's not like the clitoral ones where you feel where those are starting on your clit. They kind of start on your clit and then go in. They start on your clit and it's weird. It's hard to explain, but bear with me here. Like a clitoral orgasm, all that pressure starts to build from the outside and then it works its way in and explodes. This is kind of like literally you feel it building inside, off back by your G-spot, and then it shoots up and out. It's crazy. Oh, feels so good. It feels so fucking good. So I was just on top, like, and I just had like three or four, just boom, 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 boom. Oh my God, it felt so good. And of course I have to announce it. I mean, it's like my head's back, my hips are arched, my tits are up, and I am just announcing them. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have another one. I can't, you know, like I just literally can't stop. And I start to kind of babble a little bit because when I get in that zone, like English language starts to escape me. Like I can't think. Like I'm in such this primal mode. It's almost funny. Yeah, I just babble. I really kind of babble a little bit because it just feels so good and I can't even finish a sentence. Anyway, yes. So there was that. And then of course I had several with my vibrator on his cock with him fucking me. And I love, you know, and I got to do my favorite thing. I love to watch it go in and out. Like, I love watching a guy fuck me. I just love it. I love to see the penetration. It's so fucking hot. And, you know, and I'm just like scratching his stomach and digging in. And oh, by the way, he did, I'm going to talk to him about this before tomorrow's go round. He got a little excited and he bit my neck and left a mark. So I had to walk around with a hickey or a mark on my neck. I'm like, oh, well, if I was younger, I would be embarrassed. But at this age, I just am like, whatever. Had some hot sex. There we go. There's some marks on my body. I don't mind marks on my body. I love them, as a matter of fact. But let's just put them on a place where I can hide them. Like next time, bite my tit. Like, I don't mind. Leave marks on my tits. I love it. That's hot. I love to look and see where guy has marked me and I get to wear that all week. It's sexy. It's fucking hot. That's like, then you know, you just know you had some great sex. And then let's see, we had sex from behind, which always feels amazing. I had my butt plug in. When I have my butt plug in and you're fucking me from behind doggy style and I'm just so wet and dripping and then I'm using my vibrator too. Oh my God. Yeah. Again, there's something about, there's this, for me, it's like when I'm on top too, it's when I'm stretching my legs and my hips, sort of like, it feels like I'm opening my pelvis a bit, like it's stretching. I have better orgasms like that. And so I can also stretch it when I'm in doggy because my legs are apart like that in like a V. Oh, ladies, I need women right in. Tell me, like, am I in my own little land here or is this happening to you too? Because I know I cannot be on my own with this. That's why some yoga poses like camel, there's a, sounds funny. There's a position called camel pose and I swear I'm so close to coming like that and fixed firm when my legs are all the way bent back and I'm on top of them and just flat on the floor. And this position that you're in with your, the way your legs are going, you're kind of stretching from your pelvis. It just, oof, I can almost have an orgasm when I'm doing yoga. And sometimes I've been damn close, but I try not to in yoga class. That's embarrassing, but yes. So that's been my hot sex. That's my latest hot sex episode. And I'm going to have another hot sex episode tomorrow. And got the baseball guy coming in town. We'll see what happens. I don't think anything's going to happen there. I think we're just going to, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Now, last time I saw him, I thought that too. And we had sex, but that was a long time ago. It's been several years. I think maybe like 9 or 8 years since I've seen him. So this will be fun. It'll be fun to catch up. Anyway, oh, last big announcement. So Goldie is bisexual and he is going to, I just said when we were in the middle of us fucking last time, it's a great time to talk about why we need to have another male involved. And he totally agrees. So he's going to start hunting for one. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goldie, I know you're going to make this happen for me, love. I know it. I want it. I need to, guys. This is going to be so exciting. I can feel it. This is going to be a really fun spring. I can tell. Oh, so much going on. Okay. Well, I think that about ends it. This has been like, there's been so much going on. I'm just excited. I feel hopeful. And I'm really grateful for the amazing guys that I just, through this process, and really, it's about the sex bucket list. I've met all these guys because I had a sex bucket list. And I was making my sex life a priority. And I just was, I'm lucky enough to draw some amazing guys to me. And I'm so happy that they've just, that we're all still such good friends. Like that right there, oh, that says a lot. Great sex with great guys and great friendships. I just don't think you can ask for much more than that. And I love that I love that they reach out. And I reach out too. I think the thing I want to end with, I think I want to end this episode by saying, if there's somebody you want to reach out to, do it. Just do it. You have nothing to lose. That person probably really wants to hear from you or would love hearing from you. Just if there was somebody that's important in your life and you just want to, you have something to say, you want to say hello or you're feeling nostalgic and you just want to see how they are. I love getting these just friendly reminders or texts. And not that it's going to, the stuff goes anywhere, but you know, it's just so nice to be reminded of wonderful chapters in your life and these points in time where you were with someone that you just adored or loved and all the good memories and all the good stuff. It's so important. You know, this is the stuff that I look back on and just go, yes, I did that. And with that person, and that was amazing. And I just think you should be able to part ways and just be great friends with your ex-lovers. And most of them, I'm proud to say, most men in my life, I am still good friends, you know, that I've been lovers with. I'm still good friends with to this day. Like I can call them a friend, even though a lot of time will pass. And that makes me feel good. I feel good about that. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if there's somebody you want to reach out to for any reason, or maybe there's something left unsaid, or it's unfinished business. I hate that. You know, I hate unfinished business. It's the worst. Or things I wish I'd said. That's the stuff drives me crazy. That stuff makes my heart ache. Hurts me to have that between me and someone. Just unfinished business or things left unsaid or, oh, nothing, literally, like nothing hurts my heart more than that. And I have that stuff too. So please, please, people, don't go down like that. Maybe you needed to hear this today. Maybe this is the encouragement that you need. Maybe you've been thinking about somebody and you just want to reach out and something's holding you back. Don't let anything hold you back. That's ridiculous. Don't do it. I'm here right now to give you the kick in the ass that you need. Fucking reach out. Reach out to that person. I'm sure they want to hear from you. And if you guys, you know, if you guys meant something to each other, that stuff never goes away. You always carry that person with you. So there we go. There's my bit of like goodwill. I want to spread the love. I want to spread the sex. Let's spread all the goodness around. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for listening. I look forward to the coming episodes this month because they are going to be good ones. And after that, some of them are already pre-recorded. I already know what's coming. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to tip it. I'm not going to tip it off, but good stuff, guys. All right, everybody, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Don't be afraid to reach out. I just went through a bunch of voicemails, got back to everybody. I love your feedback. I love your comments. I love the people that voicemail me on the regular. It's so much fun to just keep up with these people. And, you know, we talk about the funnest stuff. Like some of it's not even, it's just whatever we want to talk about. That's what's so great about it. So if you got anything you want to say to me over voicemail, I would love to hear it. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. You got up to 5 minutes. Let it rip and I will get back to you. Okay. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.